Yeah, we got the bouzouki jamming in the background, and I'm sure you're all tapping your toes and enjoying a little Sunday morning Grecian Echoes big show action. Again, I'm your host, Teddy Dimitriadis, along with Nicoleta Papadoyani, and we're really excited this morning because we have guests in studio, good friends as well, Michael Kondakis and Jason Vergados, great Greek Americans. Their families are well known throughout our community for a long, long time. Proud Ahepans, and the Ahepa Boston, Athens Chapter 24, is celebrating an incredible milestone, 100 years. So I'm going to defer to the gentlemen who are kind of really deeply involved from the root basis. Co-chairing the event is Jason Michael, Proud Ahepan. He's actually also the athletic director. And gentlemen, kalimera, good morning. Good to have you in studio.
Kalos tus kalimera sas.
Kalimera, kalimera.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So we're going to start off with the elder statesman, Mr. Kondakis, right here.
Oh, you're going to start out with me.
Yeah. Okay. Good morning, Michael. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning. Good, good.
Everything good?
Everything is great.
Yeah. Family yeah, well?
Yeah, prota.
Banda.
You know?
Banda.
But we've reached the milestone, like you said, 100 years, and the Ahepa should be proud of themselves. They set the framework, as we spoke about that famous word, for others to follow,
mm-hmm.
all the other groups, and they deserve to be celebrated, and that's why we're having the event.
Mm-hmm. 100 years is, you know, for an organization, and you know, we're kind of at that. We've seen several churches celebrate 100 years within our Boston. Boston is a, you know, we are a hub, you know, of Greeks in the United States. We're well known, we're well respected, and you know, it is the forefathers, and to see, you know, this continuing with the sons and daughters and just all of the whole Ahepa family, it's kind of cool.
I agree.
I think it's kind of making its way back, as opposed to maybe we were discussing about you know, maybe 20 years ago or 10 years ago, things were kind of going in the wrong direction. I think that the seesaws, you know, put some weight on it. And I think that, you know, it's back. I think so. I see it.
It's back. Woburn reactivated their Ahepa chapter.
Oh, great.
Washington, D.C. reactivated a 90-year-old chapter.
Uh-huh.
So they're all reactivating. A lot of Sons of Pericles.
Yeah, that's moving up the ladder,
that's moving
right?
up. I mean, Jason and I are former sons. I was in the 80s, and mm-hmm. he was in the 2000s, I believe.
Jason, when did you join?
It's almost been 20 years total for me and the family, so in the Ahepa family. So I started in when I was 14.
14, so that's real young to start.
And that was, of course, with the junior order, the sons. And then once I turned 21, you know, you become an Ahepan. But you're a joint member between the sons and Ahepa because of the sons go till the age of 28.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm 35 now, so yeah, 21 years.
What was it that got you? I know your dad's an active Ahepa. What was it? Was it you were following in his footsteps? Were you just, you know, autonomous on your decision, or was it a combo?
No, I don't think you're not really making a lot of autonomous decisions when you're 14, I'd say. Especially, you know, or at least you think you are. But things like this, you know, I think, and you see it even with today's generation or anyone, you know, when you're a kid, you have your own mind of what you want to do and what you want to be a part of. So it takes a little bit of direction from your parents on many things to maybe try to point you in the right direction. So in this particular case, it was my father. You know, we went to an Ahepa convention in Scottsdale, Arizona, I think it was back then. And I was new. I didn't know anybody. So this, you know, so it was really just kind of getting dragged by the ear, you know, in the morning to say, hey, you know, we're going to go to this. And then coming back from that convention.
You had a good time.
I had a good time. Yeah, you know, I was like I said, I was 14, and so just kind of opened my eyes to the Greek community, Greek American community out there. And then when came back home in the ensuing years, you know, we got a Sons chapter started, and then I became very involved from there. So really, again, it was my father. And then as I grew up and I learned a little bit more, my papu was part of this in the 30s when he came over here. He came over, I guess it was late 1920s or mid late 1920s with his father, and so, you know, he was part of a lot of the founding chapters here in the Boston area. So as I got to learn this growing up, it became a little bit of a family legacy for me. So
isn't that great? Yeah.
So talk us a little bit about your mission. You're celebrating an anniversary. Tell us about your mission. Which are your goals right now?
Of course. So, you know, there's you have a nice little write-up there. You know, the mission is for you know, HEPA was founded in the early 1920s. You know, it was founded in 1922 in Atlanta, Georgia, on the principles that undergirded its fight for civil rights. You know, 1920s was in the early 1900s in America was a lot of civil rights movements. Mm-hmm. The Greeks were not, you know. Immune from that.
Yeah, Salt Lake City, Utah, KKK.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So
in Omaha, the Greeks were attacked. If you Google it,
yeah.
The Greek riots,
mm-hmm.
There's a big riot up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
And there's a lot of stories, you know, whether it was a lot of veterans coming back from World War One. The Greeks were immigrating here in the early 1900s, and they were opening businesses, so people looked frowned upon that, that,
yeah,
oh, these,
yeah,
Greeks are making money while we're going away and fighting wars. So
yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, animosity
stories,
and,
yeah,
and stories like this. So the KKK was part of it. So AHEPA is the largest and oldest grassroots association of American citizens of Greek heritage and Philhellenes, more importantly. You know, this isn't just an organization for,
yeah,
for
that's
Hellenes
amazing. That AHEPA, you know, has Philhellenes. You don't have to be of Greek blood.
And
yeah.
With 400 chapters across the United States, Canada, Europe, Australia, Kypros, anywhere where there's a Greek diaspora, AHEPA is present. And I would say some of our largest growth is actually internationally in,
mm-hmm,
Europe and in Greece.
Mm-hmm. Even with the word AHEPA, American Hellenic Educational Progressive Association. Yeah, that's good.
I can't believe how many chapters there are throughout the world. I mean, you look around in Cyprus, Paris, Germany. I mean, everywhere you turn, I mean, if you get on social media,
yeah,
you'll see where all these chapters are. It's incredible.
Yeah. We have a phone call, gentlemen. Shall we take it?
I guess
shall
so.
We take a phone call? Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Morning Big Show with Michael Kondakis and Jason Vergados of AHEPA. Who's this?
Kalimera, all three of my brothers. Brother Heppen, Nick Kyoto's calling.
Yeah. Good morning.
I just want to add a little bit to the conversation. I want to thank, first of all, Jason and Michael and Dean. They've done an incredible job putting this event together. I am part of the public relations committee as well, and I just want to say that the Athens chapter historically has really been one of the finest chapters in the country. And we had the second president of AHEPA at the time, George Demeter, and what he did was he basically organized the entire AHEPA family nationally. In addition to that, he made two great moves. One of them was moving the headquarters from Atlanta to Washington, D.C., and you can understand the importance of that, Ted,
mm-hmm,
and the listening audience. We've been able to have incredible access to the White House now that we're in Washington, D.C. And the second thing he did was we are one of the few ethnic groups that lays a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And every single year, AHEPA is present there. Very few ethnic groups have that, and the exposure the Greek community gets is just incredible. And further, our chapter, Athens chapter number 24, was one of the chapters that actually was in the forefront for many, many years. In 1946, when Kyriakides won the marathon, he the chapter sponsored him in different events. And then for many years, we sponsored an athletic night that featured the great athletes. And at one time, we had Harriet Gannis there, which Mike has a picture of that,
mm-hmm,
as well as all the great Greek athletes. And one of them was, God rest his soul, Harris Jamison, who told me about that event as well. And this is going to be a great night. It's a great location, the Newton Marriott, as you know, Ted, being a brother Heppen as well, coming to the meetings, it's a really an important night for not just us, but AHEPA nationally. And Jason can tell you who's going to come from the national as well. The representation is going to be amazing, and we're really with love to have anybody who's been involved in the AHPA, even some of the AHPAs who have not been coming, whose parents made a great contribution to AHPA, and the Sons of Pericles and the Maids of Athena. And as Mike said, the Sons are coming back. We have an active chapter now. And I think it's just going to be a great, great evening.
6 to 7 will be cocktail hour. Again, the date is Saturday, September 30th, 7 to 11, dinner and reception, live music. Who's performing that night? I don't have that written down. Do we know who's the performance that night? Are you going to...
It's the Athenian Greek Orchestra from Connecticut.
Okay, okay, yeah. Terrific.
I think they were recently at the Federation dinner a few months ago.
Okay.
So I think they're known.
Yeah,
they're well known, and we're excited to have them.
Now, are there going to be a contingency of speeches and things of that nature? What's going to be the the platform? Why don't you let the listening audience know?
Sure. So, like you said, cocktail hour from 6 to 7. We'll start getting everyone to their seats for dinner around then. We'll make an introduction at first, just the AHPA family, mm-hmm. As we mentioned. I want to emphasize also, this isn't just while it is the Boston AHPA that's exactly having our 100-year anniversary this
it's
year.
All that happens.
It's really the entire
Maids,
family.
Everything.
Over the decade from when Boston chapter started, you had the Sons pop up, the Maids of Athena, which both the Sons and the Maids are the junior auxiliaries for the boys and the girls, and then the daughters as well. So really, this is 100 years for the AHPA family altogether. So we'll have an opportunity to introduce the family. We'll have our invocation and the prayers. We'll let dinner go on for a little bit, and then we'll have a little round of speeches. We'll be inviting up, the Consul General mm-hmm. of Boston, Simeon. We'll have Alex Juntis, who's on the National Governor's Board. I think I'm getting that.
Proud of Heppin, Alex.
I'm getting that title probably wrong.
When I came into the Boston chapter, Alex was the president.
And he's as we've been saying, and there's even more history to it. A lot of the national guys started in Boston, so Boston has a very strong presence in the national governing level. Mm-hmm. So we'll have him. We have a few certificates we should have ready by the state and the city for our 100 years that he'll be presenting. He'll bring up the AHPA national president, or supreme president rather, who's newly elected in the recent convention in Las Vegas this past summer.
What's his name? What's the new president?
Savas.
Because Jimmy Kokotas was the older one, wasn't
yes.
he?
Savas Tsivikos.
What is his name, Nikki?
Tsivikos. Savas Tsivikos. He has ancestry in Cyprus.
Mm-hmm.
The convention will be going to Larnaca. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, Jason can speak a little bit more about this, is all the great work, the philanthropic work that AHPA has done. And Jason, why don't you speak a little bit about the amount of money we have contributed to Diapolis Ecclesias, to everything that we've been involved with the Haunted Cardiac Fund, nursing homes.
Of course. I crunched some numbers the other night. Very generally, we give tens of thousands of dollars away a year. And there is a fifth entity in Boston. It's the Boston AHPA Charitable and Educational Corporation. That one was founded in 1937. It was really the donation and scholarship wing of AHPA. Boston AHPA used to have a brownstone. I think it was 305 Commonwealth Ave. They had this from, I don't know, it was the 30s up until when they sold it in the 80s. And so that was a big pot of money that we had that we invested and would aid a lot of scholarships and donations every year. I'd say in the last 40 years, we've donated over $500,000, both in donations and in scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last 15 years, again, like I said, tens of thousands each year, probably about 10 scholarship applicants a year we'll give money out to from an undergraduate, graduated high school seniors and undergraduates as well. And those are available to members, children of members of the AHPA family. So given, again, hundreds of thousands of dollars in the last 40 years, and we're proud to do it.
Absolutely. And I'm reading here, 1st of April, 1947, And I'm very interesting. I read about what you did in the past. You did some special things to support Greece. Help Greeks off for Athens to start two new hospitals. So in the past you support, you still continue to support Greece. And it's really interesting having you today here and speak about all the things you do. Thank you so much.
HEPA.
I think we still have a hospital
In Thessaloniki.
Thessaloniki. Yeah.
It's very, very famous.
If you're an HEPA member, you walk right in with your card. They take you right in.
They'll take you right in.
They'll take you right in. But I want to give a little timeline for when it first started. We knew about the HEPA, the Sons of Pericles, 1929, the Boston Sons, the junior division. Ihitu Perikli, think about it, 1929. Then the Daughters of Penelope, 1934, and then the Maids later on in the 30s. They don't have a specific date. But what they were seeing, what they saw, I mean, the happens, they were trying to grow over here, and all the other chapters grew after that, too, from around here.
Yeah,
we talked about it a little bit earlier. You know, you say now that the HEPA is coming back. I've always said that the organization is very cyclical, and I was looking back at some of the earlier history, and, you know, for the Boston area, when we were doing, I don't know, our third annual gala picnic, there was about 1,500 people that would attend those things. You know, these days when you want to put together a gala, you know, you're lucky to get 200, 300, 400.
You get 250 people, and you're like, you know, it's a, you know, we were talking about that. And there's so many events. They really are.
Yeah, there's this. You know, we're competing with a lot more. You know, after probably about 50 years of a HEPA being around, you start to see all these other organizations spring up. And in a lot of cases, a HEPA was formed around the church. You know, and the church was where everyone congregated. Right, the church were the people. So HEPA was very much a part of that in a lot of different parishes. So, but again, as time went on, you start competing with more and more organizations. You can, especially with the youth, you compete for their attention. But I think, you know, so it is cyclical, but I think we've done pretty well. And from a national point of view, I'd say we're one of the leading organizations that plays a role on Capitol Hill.
I've noticed quite a bit of activity amongst the Boston chapter within the past 5 or 6 years. Michael, you're more involved than I've seen you in the past. Nick Siotis, Chris Siotis, names.
Lou Dacoyanis.
Louis Dacoyanis sent an email out the other day.
Well, our historian, Peter Sinopoulos, he's keeping an eye on us. He's attached to the chapter from day one.
There's just so many of you that are really, really active. Chris Trakis, current president.
A lot of 20, 30-year members, you know, real legacy guys.
And then a lot of younger guys. Now, Michael, are your two boys, are they sons
They're
now?
Sons.
They're sons. Did you have to twist their arms to get involved?
Yeah. No, they saw what I did, what Jason has done in the past.
So they look at Jason as a role model a little bit,
You know, they had their events, and they can't wait. They're biting at the bit. They're chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
And they got their friends to get involved, too, you know.
I don't want to leave out, we'd mentioned I'm co-chair, you know, Dean Costa Papayarkis, you may recognize that name as well.
Yeah, sure.
Both of us were raised in the Sons. I kind of was one that brought him in more or less, and then he became chapter president. Mm-hmm. You know, it was me, and then now Father Orphanos. He was and Lynn. He was the president, Sons president after me, and then Dean, and then so few of us. We've just stayed very active, especially in the HEPA chapter as we grew older, and you know, we just see this as an opportunity where we're the next generation. We want to make sure this is a successful event. So I was following his shoes, and
this is why I do what I do. Yeah. You know, this is why I do what I do, because I'm here every day and I'm talking to everybody, and we bring a lot of people in. I think you know, Michael, you're a regular listener, Jason, you as well, your dad all the time. Look who we are collectively. I mean, it's pretty impressive, you know, from everybody in this homogeneity of Greater Boston, I should say New England, you know. Everybody shares the same stories. It's kind of a big community, but then it's small. Everybody knows everybody's business. It's kind of funny. You know, you can roll it off your shoulder and laugh, or you can be old-time Greek and get mad. But somewhere in the middle is always nice as well. And, you know, it just, nothing makes me prouder. Nothing makes me prouder knowing, Michael, that you got two boys that are, you know, athletic, involved in their town. Jason, look what you've accomplished. You know, how old are you?
35.
Le vedi, you know what I mean? Your passion, it's coming through.
That's Sun's group that Jason had. They changed a lot of the landscape around.
They really did. You guys did. I remember you guys came in about 10 years ago. When'd you come in here?
I mean, at least 10 years ago. But our big thing was the New Year's. You know, we did a New Year's event for 4 or 5 years in a row. We were getting up to 450
kids. You were killing it.
Yeah, but it was all ages. We didn't exclude anybody in that regard, because the older happens, they love to see the youth get back together. Yeah. But we were just, our big thing was filling a need and a gap in the community.
And you did it.
Wanted a New Year's event that was reasonably priced, where people aren't going into the city and spending, you know, ridiculous money. And so we put together a nice event, and people are still buzzing about it a decade later. Yeah. They want it again. So, you know, we're just doing what we can to fill the needs and the gaps in the community.
We still got Nikki. Nikki,
can I add one thing?
Absolutely, I got him.
I just want to say what Jason and Dean did, and Vasily Malios, that was tremendous. And we're hoping that we get this from the next generation. On behalf of Chris Trakas and the committee, we are inviting all of them from Manchester, from the great city of Lowell, Chapter 101, Halas Chapter.
Don't forget Haverhill. Don't forget Haverhill.
Haverhill.
Watertown.
Lynn. We're inviting all of them. Daughters of Penelope, Sons of Pericles, Maids of Athena. And the other thing I just have to say for myself, when I was a young man at the cathedral, we had a great coach named George Heels Jr., who was passed. And George got us all into the HEPA and the Suns through the vehicle of sport, of basketball. And that's how a lot of Sons of Pericles and Maids of Athena, because the girls are fantastic athletes, got into the HEPA family. And one of the things we do is we have a HEPA Hall of Fame. We give awards, like Jason said, scholarships. But we want to use sports as a vehicle as well now. And you're looking at two great athletes. Jason is a football player. Michael is a basketball player. Played at a very, very high level in high school. And, you know, we have...
Zavarian boy, huh?
Yeah.
Zavarian.
What'd you play?
What position? Played again. Middle linebacker.
Inside linebacker.
And you played in the Aganis tournament.
I played in the Aganis tournament, and then I went on to play at Merrimack College.
He played at the Aganis tournament and the Aganis games.
That's
hard to get up there to play football if you're not from the North Shore. I don't know how you pull that off.
I think you just had a Greek last name.
We had a couple of Belmont High guys that made it. We were very proud back in the 70s, one of my neighbors. Anyway, listen, we got an automatic station ID coming up. Some closing comments. Nick, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to offer out the phone number for a few minutes if there are any other happens that would like to hone in. 781-559-3300. 781-559. Thank you, Nico. Give us a call, and we'll go to about quarter past with the AHEPA.
Ο οδοντίατρος Mark Pernokas παρέχει υψηλής ποιότητας οδοντριατικές υπηρεσίες όπως αισθητική οδοντιατρική, χειρουργικές επεμβάσεις, προσθετική, θεραπευτική και οδοντιατρική για παιδιά. Η διεύθυνση του οδοντιάτρου Mark Pernokas είναι 8 Cedar Street στο Woburn και το τηλέφωνό του το 781-937-3050. Για ομορφιά και υγεία στο στόμα και τα δόντια σας, επισκεφτείτε τον οδοντίατρο Mark Pernokas.
When it's time for a sweet treat, you can always count on Lindell's Bakery.
Specializing in freshly baked cakes, pastries, breads, and pies, their recipes are timeless, dating back over 100 years as one of America's oldest scratch bakeries.
Celebrating a special event? No matter the occasion, you can count on Lindell's for custom catering, whether it's a birthday or a wedding cake.
Order your delicious desserts today by calling Lindell's Bakery at 617-625-1793 or visit them at their location in Somerville, Massachusetts at 720 Broadway. Lindell's Bakery, serving customers since 1887.
Community Credit Union είναι η δική μας ελληνική τράπεζα. Η τράπεζα που μας βοηθά να κάνουμε τα όνειρά μας πραγματικότητα. Για εγγυημένες καταθέσεις και αποταμιεύσεις, επενδύσεις μέσω δανεισμού, mortgages, home equity line και όλες σας τις συναλλαγές. Community Credit Union με 3 υποκαταστήματα στο 1 Andrew Street στο Lynn, στο 32 Central Street στο Peabody και στο 377 Summer Street στο Somerville. Γίνετε μέλος της Community Credit Union σήμερα και πάμε να τα καταφέρουμε παρέα, γιατί οι στόχοι και οι φιλοδοξίες σας είναι και δικοί μας.
Hi, this is Debbie Dedieri and Demetriadis from Edgewood Travel. Things are opening up and it's time to go away. Small businesses fuel the economy and our travel agency in Walpole is ready. Call us now more than ever and forget the internet. Call us at 508-668-2636. Again, 508-668-2636. Edgewood Travel, we make travel easy and we've got your back. Bon voyage!
Edge ovens are around since 2008 and have technology like no other oven on the market. Using less gas than any other system that is on the market helps you save on operating costs, as well as a depth-designed air delivery system that manufactures the exact airflow control that attains the best baking in the business. Not only does Edge ovens have the best technology that produces the best baking, but they also have fast, helpful support along with 5 years of guaranteed warranty. Call Alpha Restaurant Equipment at 508-757-7889 to get the best bake for your buck.
All right, we're going to play a little music and break up the monotony, but we'll be back with the Ahepa boys. Don't go anywhere. Grecian Echoes on a Sunday. It's our big show. Costa Davos in the house, who met his wife at an Ahepa convention. So did his brother.
Απόψε το φεγγάρι και θα μεθύσω και θα πω, αφού πονάς για κάποιον άλλον, ρίξε μαχαίρι να πω. Κι όταν με κόψει το μαχαίρι, μετανιωμένη θα μου πεις, πάρε του φεγγαριού το δάκρυ από το αίμα να πληθεί. Κόψω το φεγγάρι, θα στο καρφώσω στα μαλλιά και σαν πλαγιά σου με θα έχω τον ουρανό στην αγκαλιά. Κι όταν ξυπνήσουμε και πάμε ξανά στα στέκια τα παλιά, σκέψου τι όμορφη που θα είσαι με το φεγγάρι στα μαλλιά. Σκέψου τι όμορφη που θα
μάτια μου σαν γλίσω. Τον δουνιά με τα στραβά και τα παράλογα. Καβαλάρες μια φορά να σε ριανίσω.
Το ένα τα λόγο να είναι άσπρο όπως τα όνειρα που έκανα παιδί. Το άλλο τα λόγο να είναι μαύρο σαν την πικρή μου την καταμαύρη ζωή.
Να χτυπώ το καμουτσίκι μου το απώνω σαν της μοίρας μου τα βαστάχτα χαστούκια και να ακούγεται τη νύχτα σαν παράπονο. Σαν πενιάλι πιτερή από μπουζούκια.
Το ένα τα λόγο να είναι άσπρο όπως τα όνειρα που έκανα παιδί. Το άλλο τα λόγο να είναι μαύρο σαν την πικρή μου την καταμαύρη ζωή. Τα λόγο να είναι άσπρο όπως τα όνειρα που έκανα παιδί. Το άλλο τα λόγο να είναι μαύρο σαν την πικρή μου την καταμαύρη ζωή.
Σε αυτό το χάλι, κοίτα να δεις που στην επόμενη σου λέξη πάλι θα πεις πως χαρήκες που μ' είδες.
Πόλεμο στο πόλεμο, μα χάσαμε τη μάχη και τώρα σφαίρες μου πουλάς. Ψέματα στα ψέματα, δεν χτίζεται η αγάπη. Για ποια αγάπη μου μιλάς?
Για ποια αγάπη μου μιλάς? Με ποιον εφήμερο έρωτα απόψε με σκοτώνεις? Για ποια αγάπη μου μιλάς? Και την αγάπη που σ' αγάπη
πιο μεγάλες κι εγώ σκιά που βρήκε σώμα. Έγινα γη και σ' ουρανός, μα τις βροχής οι στάλες δεν ξεδιψάνε πια το χώμα.
Πόλεμο στο πόλεμο, μα χάσαμε τη μάχη και τώρα σφαίρες μου πουλάς. Ψέματα στα ψέματα, δεν χτίζεται η αγάπη. Για ποια αγάπη μου μιλάς?
Για ποια αγάπη μου μιλάς? Με ποιον εφήμερο έρωτα απόψε με σκοτώνεις? Για ποια αγάπη μου μιλάς?
Τελειώνεις.
right, we are back. We enjoyed a little bit of music. Once again, Kalimera Sas. We're at about 12 minutes past 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. It's the Sunday morning big show. You are tuned to Grecian Echoes. Your radios are set to 1550 a.m., and our signal is streaming around the globe on our website. And in about 10, 15 minutes, Nicoletta will say good morning to our worldwide audience, as we do each and every Sunday. And during prime time, we got the Busta Heppin boys here in front of us, Mike Kondakis and Jason Vergados. And once again, our phone number, we'd love to hear from another Heppin or two. They'll be here for about another 10 minutes. So if you are in a Heppin, give a call. Or if you are, you don't have to be in a Heppin, a son, a maid, a daughter. We'd love to hear from you of all ages as we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Boston Ahepa. Once again, big, big anniversary gala, September 30th. It's a Saturday night. It'll be at the Newton Marriott. Our phone number in studio is 781-559-3300. All right, Michael, you and I were discussing off mic that's certainly worth acknowledging some of the past presidents of the Order of Ahepa. And the list is long, but they've all, you know, can we say, paid their dues and worked diligently for, you know, the largest Greek-American organization in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have some members we want to acknowledge. Alex Juntas, Dimitri Vidalis, Greg Zekos, George Gonis, George Nikaris, also the former, I believe, the judge, Judge Bakers. He's passed, but also want to acknowledge, because of Peter Sinopoulos, we got a lot of history here.
Yeah.
And he sent me Harris J. Boris. He was past president, past supreme president, and the Watertown chapter is named after him.
Correct.
Harris J. Boris, chapter
yes.
number 24.
Yeah. So he was so important. Yeah. In 1953, he organized the Knights of Thermopylae for the purpose of erecting a monument in Thermopylae commemorating the stand of Leonidas and 300 Spartans. And his organization was limited to 300 people, obviously, 300 men.
Wow. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes
but
sense. Limited.
Limited.
Limited. Limited. Okay. Like that was in 1953.
Yeah.
53, wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course, we know the great George Demeter. And Peter had sent me the information when he got the knock on the door while he was studying to become a lawyer at Harvard.
Wow.
They in walked two gentlemen with in their 30s. One was George Polos, Helene, later known as Mother of Lodge member, and the other was an American, Howard North, a public relations executive.
Really?
They came up from Atlanta
mm-hmm.
and recruited him to start the chapter.
It's a good go. Some real good info. Peter Stamos.
Yes.
When I first got out of college, my first job out of college was mornings, learning this board in front of me with my dad. And then back then, the show would get off at 10. It was 7 to 10. About 10:30, I'd find myself from Newton to Medford, and I was working for Stamos Metal Products, Peter Stamos. Huge a happen back in the 60s, 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Peter and Stamos, president 1983 to 84.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was involved.
Mm-hmm. He was involved on the national level as well, I know that.
Dr. Christos Hashiotis.
Yeah, Dr. Chris.
Yep.
Yeah. Incredible, some of these past people. Yeah,
a lot of names. We celebrated our 1500th chapter meeting sometime. Was it early this year?
No, late last year.
Late last year.
Late
1500th
year.
Chapter meeting, and we brought in all of our surviving press chapter presidents. We had a lot of them there.
Yes,
probably good.
Well, George Gonis is 93.
10 to 15.
George Nikaris is 88.
God bless them all.
Jeez,
God
they showed up to
all.
The meetings.
Good for them.
Yeah. We have a nice picture on our website, hepa24.org. Yeah. You see a nice picture of all of us together. So.
I'm going to give out a last call for a phone call from an Ahepan, 781-559-3300, 781-559-3300. Guys, I know it's a Sunday, and I know that you guys are busy with your families, but taking the time to come into our studios this morning as opposed to doing on this phone, I think it's a lot more effective, and it's really great. Once again, AHEPA, September 30th. Any closing comments, gentlemen?
I guess always some more to say, but again, we're celebrating our 100th anniversary. I've only been around for 20 years of it, but it's tremendous to know what we've done, how much we've accomplished, and really, this event is for the next 100 years. It's for our youth. It's for our young members that are with us and working and that are looking to join. And so that's just what we're looking at. We're looking at what can sustain us for the next 100 years. And I think this is going to be our watershed moment to say, hey, let's build off of this, and let's bring that activity back to what everyone in your ages and that have known AHEPA since the 60s and the 70s. Let's bring it back to those levels if we can.
Boy, your enthusiasm. It's great. Yeah. Guys, sacapau, as we say.
Sacapau, huh?
Sacapau. Long, long, long time friends, you know what I mean? Friends, and we're all friends, and our friends are all friends, and yeah. It's a great thing. Anyway, AHEPA, once again, 2 weeks from last night. It would have been last night, 2 weeks from last night, AHEPA in Boston. Gentlemen, have yourselves one quick question, all right? Pats, any chance today?
I think so.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think the kid played pretty good last week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a good game. I'm going to take him. I'm going to pick him today. Pick
them. Any given Sunday.
That's it. Jason, any chance?
I'll be honest. I have not followed the NFL that much the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I've just been focused on other things. I'm not a fair weather fan. I don't want to put that label on me. But since Brady left, I'm getting back into the rhythm
slowly,
of learning the names and everyone out there. But I always say there's a chance for the Patriots. I'll never count them out.
There you go. Gentlemen, have a wonderful afternoon.
Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining.
Thank you.